If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
What you like that? Walters. I don't want to come in too soon because it kind of ruins that, you know? I love that. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster AAR Studios, the safest radio studio in all of America. And I'm excited. This hour is great. If you missed the last hour, Alan Gottlieb was unbelievable as always. What an incredible hour of radio. Education, information, and entertainment. For you, the responsibly armed American, the law-abiding citizen, the one they hate, because you have a right to defend yourself and your communities, and they hate that. We're going to pick up on that little theme for the remainder of this hour, but I want to welcome right now, very special, really powerful signal out there in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. I know a lot of people in the area that are tuned in Raleigh and surrounding areas. I used to live out that way. Love North Carolina. You've got great gun laws, and your senators or your representative in Hudson is kicking off the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity in the House. Over 150, 160 co-sponsors now. Cornyn has filed the sister bill in the Senate to compliment your senator. I'm talking to you, WTKK, 106.1 FM in Raleigh, Durham. You join the Armed American Radio family of affiliates coast to coast, hundreds of cities, tuning in and filling your prescription for freedom. And I am very proud to be filling your prescription for freedom right now in the Raleigh, Durham, and surrounding areas on that big monster signal on 106.1 FM. WTKK, great to have you with us. Believe me, lots of fun you're going to have with me on this program as we do fill your prescription for freedom. Also, joining us as well, 92.3 FM and 760 AM. Talk Radio 92.3 FM, if you will, on 760 AM in Knoxville, Tennessee, filling your prescription for freedom. You're going to love this program, I can promise you. You're not going to be able to get enough. So if you want to hear the daytime version of it, head over to armedamericanradio.com every day, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, armedamericanradio.com, and you can tune in and listen live to your daily dose of freedom. Let's go right to my regular political analyst, my Second Amendment go-to guy, award-winning journalist from Breitbart News, 2015's Journalist of the Year Award recipient from the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and Second Amendment Foundation from Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. AWR, I got to hand off, that year I won the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award, and I got to hand that one off to you because you won that in 16, back-to-back. Never been done before, brother. Honored to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great to be with you.
Hey, man, first off, let's have some fun. Why is the left going absolutely crazy over Donald Trump right now? Then we'll get into the gun stuff, but this is the fun stuff quickly. I know you've got a take on it. What's happening?
Part of it is the gun stuff. I mean, Donald Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. That speech he gave Tuesday night just rim-wrecked the Democrats. I mean, you know, he made them look stupid. They sat on their hands. These people didn't applaud. When he talked about eliminating ISIS, they sat on their hands. So that's what we're dealing with. Well, they face a threat from him because he is trying to do everything he campaigned on, which you know, dude, that is a novel deal. Because even some of our good Republican office holders don't always get to what they say they were going to get to. Trump is off and running, and part of that is guns. You know, you mentioned national reciprocity. Trump's dead set on it. I mean, he's That wasn't loose talk for him. He is dead set on making a concealed carry license work just like a driver's license. He is dead set on the fact that if you're from a state where they have constitutional carry, then you can carry without a permit in every state. He's dead set on it. And anyone who doubts it, look what he did to Obama's Social Security gun ban this week. It's gone. Look what they did to the lead ammunition ban. You know, it's gone. So he's already doing things. And, of course, we know apart from guns, he's heavy on deregulation. He took regulations away that were hurting farmers this week. He's taking every step he can take to keep every promise he made. And the left isn't about keeping promises. That's a fact. And to see this man doing it scares him to death. That's my take on it. I see no substance, in the Russian stuff. Never have. Still don't. That is just, they're going to keep shouting that until some of the weak Republicans like Marco Rubio and others will finally get some strength in their legs and stand up and go, look, guys, we're not buying it anymore. That's what has to happen to stop it. And as soon as that happens, this goes away. That's my opinion.
Well, they're not going to. Marco Rubio, look, the left has dredged up their favorite rhinos. And I don't want to spend too much time on that part of it, but we all know Lindsey Graham, right? Lindsey Graham? Well, Donald Trump is just, I don't see anything to this wiretap thing, and Donald Trump's just, I just don't see anything to it, and I think the DOJ would be wasting their time. Okay, we know this. He gets dredged up every time there's a Republican in office. They go right for America's two favorite rhinos, and that's John McCain and his pal Lindsey Graham. Marco Rubio's running into it a little bit now. He's going to have some problems if he keeps it up. He better figure that out. Let's go back to the Social Security. You mentioned that. Also, by the way, you're coming in a little bit muffled. I don't know if you can pull the phone or if you can move to where you get a little bit stronger signal. Would be great so we don't have to ride the boards too high. Let's go over to Self Magazine. You got this up on Breitbart News. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist at Breitbart News. I really enjoy seeing his links up on Drudge Report and shooting him an email in the morning saying, congrats, your second story in column one on Drudge, because I'm up a little bit earlier than him in Eastern time. And I love seeing the emails going, oh, hey, man, thanks for letting me know. I didn't know they picked it up. This is the guy that you're hearing from right now. Fake news. Self Magazine claims Trump ended background checks for the severely mentally ill. AWR, clue us in with the last couple, 3 minutes in this segment, would you?
Am I a little clearer? Let me just ask you that.
Yeah, a little bit. If maybe just pull away from you, should be okay. Sure.
All right. Here's the deal. This is laughable, except they keep doing it. NBC has done it. New York Daily News has done it. Bloomberg has done it. But now, as you say, Self Magazine is doing it. The Social Security gun ban, what it did is if a Social Security recipient was under mental duress, could be for any reason. You know, the moniker mental health is very broad. It could cover anything from duress you feel because you just lost a loved one, so you feel anxiety. It could cover that all the way to schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever. I mean, it covers everything. If such a beneficiary was receiving help with their finances, they would be investigated by the Social Security Administration. If Social Security Administration deemed them mentally someone that should be labeled with a mental health moniker, then they lost their Second Amendment rights. That's it. Boom. Gone. No due process. No type of hearing. Just gone. Well, the GOP recognized this is wrong. And in the House, they repealed it on February 2. In the Senate, they repealed it on February 15. On February 28, President Trump signed the repeal. It's as simple as that. So now, instead of embracing the repeal or reporting the news accurately, all of these outlets, Self being the latest, they reported that, oh, no, he is enabling the severely mentally ill to buy a gun. He's done nothing of the sort. Some of these places even say he ended background checks, which is what Self said. He did nothing of the sort. What he did, and he made a great statement, and the White House made it, what he did is they said, look, we're worried that some folks with disabilities are going to lose their Second Amendment rights. He should be praised from the rooftops. They should be shouting his praise, because here is this man who everyone says is out of touch and doesn't care about the regular citizen because of his wealth. That's what they say. This man was worried that people with disabilities were going to lose the ability to buy a gun for self-defense. So he struck Obama's Social Security gun ban, and I say, way to go, President. I can't wait to watch you do some more.
AWR, with the remaining, I don't know, about what do you got, Sean, about 30 seconds here. Was it a problem prior to Obama sneaking it in the last hours of administration? I don't remember this being a problem. Was it a problem?
No, Bloomberg said, well, it was necessary because of the Sandy Hook attack. The Sandy Hook attack, that was a 20-year-old kid who stole his gun. Had nothing to do with background checks, had nothing to do with Social Security beneficiaries. To try to use Sandy Hook to justify this, it's not simply a bridge too far. It's just an outright lie. It's unbelievable.
It gives you what it does is it provides you an opportunity to see how they operate when it comes to using any tool in the toolbox to try to come after your rights. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation with AWR Hawkins. We're going to run down happy ending stories. Raleigh, you're going to get your first happy ending stories. I love these. What do I call a happy ending story? You'll find out when I come back right after this message. But I'll just give you a hint. It's when the good guy wins and the bad guy doesn't. And I'll give you my blunt assessment of that description when we come back right after this. Happy endings. I love them. We'll be right back.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. That's DeanAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath?
Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Sitting back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. Pleasure to be here every single weekend, filling your prescription for freedom. I am, that is for sure. 8 years running now. Man, oh man. Hard to believe. April 26th will be our 8-year anniversary, and we will literally be moving into our 9th year after that. Hey, you have 26 days, 1 hour, 38 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now to activate your USCCA membership for the education, training, and self-defense insurance you need as a responsible gun owner. New listeners, Knoxville, Raleigh, probably hearing this for the first time. I got to tell you, if you walk outside your house with a firearm as a lawfully, responsibly armed American and you do not possess the insurance necessary, and I've got the platinum package, I wouldn't go outside my house without it. I've used a firearm to defend my life. Never had to pull the trigger. Amazing how Mr. Glock's invention works just at the mere sight of it under the right conditions. But God forbid I had to pull that trigger. And mind you, I would have multiple times. I didn't have that insurance available to me at the time. But the self-defense shield is now available. All weapons are covered. Doesn't have to be a gun. If you have to use a belt or brass knuckles, if you have to use something you improvise and pick up on the street, a rock or a brick, it makes no difference. You have a right to defend your life in this nation. And the Self-Defense Shield has you covered. You get up to $1.125 million in insurance-backed Self-Defense Shield protection. Expert witness coordination, upfront, no out-of-pocket coverage for you. Up to $150,000 delivered right to your account, pays for your attorney upfront. Nothing out of your pocket. Legal advisory board, experts 24/7 to take your call. There are about 63 cases across the country right now taking advantage of this insurance. Very, very important. All the information is available for you at USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. If you activate either a silver, gold, or platinum package right now, you get a free bonus package of $269, tactical flashlight. It's all for you. USCCAOnAir.com. Go ahead and check it out. Let's go back to the Crossbreed Holster Studio Breitbart News Hotline with my good friend, Second Amendment analyst, political analyst, happy ending story writer, analyst, AWR Hawkins. AWR, great to have you, brother.
Happy ending story writer. That's good.
Isn't that great, man? That just kind of came out. But I love when you pen these columns because you know me. And, you know, AWR, we've got new listeners now in two cities that haven't heard us before. We're on in hundreds of cities around the country. But this is a big deal because this is really the core of what we do. Aren't the stories that you write about when a law-abiding citizen actually has to use a gun because he or she is put in a horrible, worst moment of their life situation, that they're forced by the actions of evil to have to use a weapon to defend themselves? But isn't it fun to be able to write that the good guy won? Isn't that what this is all about?
Right. It sure is, you know. Just to know the dead person is going on with their life. You know, I always say whatever they had planned. Maybe they were going to go to the basketball game the next day, or they were going to go to church, or they were going to go to school, or they were going to go to Walmart. I don't care what they were going to do. They're still here to do what they had planned to do. And it's because of the Second Amendment, because of the firearm that they had in their possession, or that they were able to take possession of in a fight and to use to their benefit. So, you know, the firearm makes the difference, and that's what the left doesn't want anyone to know, but that's the truth. The firearm makes the difference.
106.1 listeners in Raleigh, I want you to take this with you.
I want you to remember this and quote it. Please, I'm giving it to you. I'm handing it to you. I don't want anything for it. I want you to walk away with this. So you'll find out that there are a number of sayings I like to use. This is one of my favorite. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And I don't care what happens to you in the process. I don't care. I don't care what put you there. I don't care what crack you're on. I don't care what drug you're doing. I don't care your dad's in prison. I don't care you don't have a, I don't care. What I care about is what you tried to do to another human being. Because, you see, I understand that evil exists, A.W.R. Hawkins, and so do you. And I expect and want the good guy in the ongoing battle between good and evil to prevail. Now, we're not calling this, you know, a lot of people say, AWR, oh, you guys are calling for somebody to be, no, we're not. All we want is the threat stopped. And my point to you is if you deprive someone or try to of that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and you lose your life in the process, you earned and brought on your own demise. Am I wrong, AWR? Tell some of our new listeners why I'm not wrong.
Yeah, no, you know, you're not wrong. And if our professors, and if our public schools, and there are some exceptions, some good schools, some good professors, some good teachers, so don't take that wrong if you're in that profession, and you are one of the good ones. But if they would teach, again, natural rights and natural law, citizens would understand the basis of freedom, and they would understand that the Bill of Rights hedges in a group of rights, not all of which are enumerated, not all of which are specifically listed, but it hedges in a group of rights that does include the right to keep and bear arms. And that right, without any government say-so, that right ends where it begins to infringe on the life of someone else. Each of those rights in the Bill of Rights, because they are natural rights, each of them end where they begin to infringe on the life or freedom of a fellow citizen. And those are just the natural limits. I don't need a government to tell me that. That is taught to me by nature. And so to your point, if someone walks up to me and they pull, whether it's a 9mm, a knife, or a baseball bat, but they pull that on me, their intention is to take my life, which is my chief property. It's the best property I have, according to John Watt. It's my central property. If they want to take my primary property and they show that kind of intention, they immediately lose a right to their own life. They immediately lose it. And the citizen who they're attacking can take it without repercussion as far as natural law goes. And our state laws should mirror that. And in many states they do, with stand your ground laws, castle doctrines, different things. But that is how natural law works. And that was in our framers' mind when they hedged in the right to keep and bear arms and the other rights in the Bill of Rights. So you're exactly right. And a person who comes at you with a knife and bad intentions, they immediately lose their right to live. And if you're armed, you may be the one that takes that life away.
And, you know, it's interesting to point out, I get a lot of emails. I read one last week. For the benefit of new listeners, I'll bring that up again next week. I don't want to do that now because I want to move to the happy ending story here. The object is not to kill anybody. The object is to stop the action against you with the lawful use of your defensive tool. And, of course, this is Armed American Radio. We focus on the right to carry a firearm in this country because we have that right. Now, in all 50, we all have that right. We possess that right, as you heard Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins mention, Ph.D., by the way. I never say that enough, but it is Dr. Hawkins. I'm going to have to start training myself and slap myself up in the head to remember that. But as he said, and as he points out in the story we're going to go to when we come back, we had to carry this one a little bit longer, because I wanted you to hear that basis. Nobody's trying to kill anybody, but we all have a right to use a firearm in this country. It's recognized in our Second Amendment to defend ourselves, so that's what we focus on. Remember, you've got to take this away. Accept the fact that evil exists. If you refuse to accept that fact, you will more than likely become a victim of it, because evil is seeking you out. It knows if you're aware of it, and we'll move on. We'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I'm talking with Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins of Breitbart News, award-winning journalist over at Breitbart News. Breitbart News, A.W.R., Breitbart News is... Man, the left's coming all after you guys. You guys are responsible for everything wrong, huh? I love my affiliation with you cats.
It seems like, yeah, whatever Russia failed to do, we did. That's sort of the left's position.
Well, does Putin hang out at the Breitbart headquarters?
You know what? I don't know. He's so busy helping Trump get elected. I don't think he had time to hang out, you know. I mean, that whole deal, it's desperation. You know, I take it as a mark of honor that they come after us, though. It means we've done our job. But it's a mix of desperation and an attempt to silence. That's the usual leftist attempt. It won't work. There's no one I know that works with me at Breitbart that gives two flips what the left thinks about them. So we just keep marching on.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You know, who cares what they think? The fact that they're going crazy is evidence that you're doing the right thing. Let's go to this happy ending story, shall we? I love the headlines. Yeah, Shanto, go ahead. Welcome to Raleigh, too, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here. AWR, with all the talk with the leftists doing, do you see your popularity or at least people hitting your website more?
You know what? I don't keep track of that. I mean, I could find out. I just don't even ever ask. We know that we have, I believe we have 45 million readers monthly. I can't think, it may even be more than that now. So, you know, we've got a tremendous readership. And I think I just literally understated it. I think the number is much higher than I just said. So what I find out happens, people come, they read, and they don't find what the left told them they were going to find.
Yeah.
They come and they read, and they find, wait, these guys are just reporting the news. And I think I've told both of y'all before, but if I haven't, let me say it for the hearers. My editor, and it's our editor, our main editor, Alex Harlow, has told me point blank. He goes, "There, no opinion writing here. No, by that I mean no op-editing." And so when we write a story, you write based on the facts. You let the facts speak. And that's just the Breitbart style. And I think that when people come and they see that, it wins them over. Because it's not us trying to sell this point or that point. We just report the truth, and we know that the truth makes its own point. I'll just put it that way.
John, did he answer your question? I don't have information on your numbers, and I haven't asked anybody. In fact, I've never asked you that question too. I can speculate and tell you that there's no doubt that you, Drudge, and you know, a host of others are booming right now as a result of the negative publicity that you get from the mainstream media, who is so in the propaganda machine. Let me put it that way, because the propaganda machine is working overtime right now to try to crush you.
Yeah,
and I mentioned with Alan Gott, they definitely are. It's intentional, and I'm having fun watching it. I know you are too, AWR, for one reason, that the more they do it, the bigger you get, the more support Trump gains. And, right. You know, it's interesting to me. Let me just ask you this question real fast. Obviously, you've noticed this. We've talked about it off air as well. But isn't it funny to you how every time there's a Republican president, we get full dose of Lindsey Graham, and we get full dose of John McCain, and now we got little Marco Rubio in the mix, too. They're dredging out all the rhinos because they want to have an R next to somebody's name who they can use to go after Trump. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah, it's a fair assessment. And, you know, someone who can describe the hate on the right, and that is fair. You know, and I'm thinking now about the question that he asked. I did get tweeted a couple times this week from Ladd Everett, you know, Ladd Everett, the big gun control guy who's gone from group to group. None of his
right
successful. But he tweeted, he tried to get me to respond to him. Of course, I ignored him. I'm ignoring people publicly on the left. Once they enough to reach out, now there's a public record that he reached out, and I still don't even respond to him. But, you know, to have him doing that, you know, I think that would be indicative of the fact that we're getting a wider readership base. We're reaching more and more corners, more and more places, and so I think that would just be kind of a common sense reading to that.
Yeah, agreed. Let's go over to the happy ending story. I love this. Armed homeowner kills one robbery suspect, detains second. Now that to me is a happy story. Here's why. Here's why I don't care what happened to the dead bad guy. He put himself in that position. I want to make this very, very clear. Nobody's wishing for anybody's death. What I'm glad is that the individual homeowner who had his home invaded by people who wanted to murder him in front of his wife, or maybe rape his wife and then murder her, or kill their children. You see, you have to understand that these people exist. Prisons are full of them. They're full of them. I've had an opportunity to write a lot about these individuals. I've got two books out on the subject. So we know a little bit what we're talking about over here. What I'm happy for, A.W.R. Hawkins, as you are, is that the good guy lives. The good guy goes home and gets to do, as you said in the previous segment, whatever it was they had planned to do. They'll never be the same again. That's the tragedy of it as well. But the real tragedy here is that a good person was forced to have to make a life and death decisions, a life and death decision at the hands of evil. What happened in this particular case?
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, you had two home invaders at least. This is something most people have to think about. There were a total of four suspects. Two other suspects fled. It's not clear from the reports I read whether those other two had gone all the way into the house or were still on their way in when the shots rang out. But two suspects for sure went into the house. The homeowner got into a struggle with them, shot and killed the first one, held the second one for police. And here's what's crazy. When people don't come to grips, as you said earlier, Mark, with evil, when they don't come to grips with the world we're in, the suspect that was detained was 15 years old. This suspect is in that house with ill intent, 15 years old. Who knows what he had planned, but the homeowner had a gun, able to kill one, detain the other. It's a happy ending. The good guys won, the bad guys lost, and that's how it should happen every time.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't. And I think the takeaway, oh my gosh, how many of these stories have we covered? I've written two books with them, man. I've written two books, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America, covering these type of stories. I know people who it's happened to. I've interviewed countless. I couldn't tell you how many times, AWR. I don't know how many you've written of these stories. But they have to be told because the national press never tells us these stories. You see the little blurb in the paper in a local area. We see it in the, you know, whatever local paper it is that you happen to be reading. You see it. But it doesn't make ABC News. It doesn't make NBC News. It doesn't make CBS News. It doesn't make CNN. You know, every once in a while, Fox will put one up if it's, you know, worthy and there's something in there about it. Maybe it was a cop or something. That if there's an extenuating circumstance, they'll cover something like this. Every single one of these need to be covered because this is the ultimate form of human drama. And it's very, very important to point out, and I know you know the numbers as well. Why don't you go ahead and give listeners the numbers? We can go back to the 1992 Gary Kleck study at University of Florida. Estimated times defensive gun use occurs in the United States is what, A.W.R. Hawkins?
At the minimum, 760,000. And if you do the math, I'm not very good at math, but if you divide 760,000 by 365, which is the number of days in a given year, you come up with, this to me is the staggering number, 2,082 defensive gun uses on average a day. 2,082. And Gary says that's a minimum. As you say, he put that forward in 92, 93. It has yet to be refuted with empirical evidence, yet to be refuted. He has not simply maintained it. He's continued to enlarge upon that study, continued to test his own figures. And the figure is 760,000 times a year at a minimum, which means 2,082 times a day.
That happens far more than a gun is used for negative purposes in this country by a criminal. And I do want to point out that Obama's own Department of Justice found that, tried to get those numbers down, could only get it down to about 180,000. That comes up to about 200 plus per day. Per day. It's unbelievable. You have a right to defend your life. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You heard me talking about it in the previous segment. You do. You know, find another line of work. It's pretty much that simple. Hey, I just got notified by email, Sean, you might get a kick out of this, that the Board of Federal Ministry of Finance, Benin Republic, are here to notify you of your payment inherited funds of $850. $850. After it's supposed to be $850,000. After the meeting held on 5 December, His Excellency of Presidential of Federal Republic of Benin, Dr. Patrice Talon, has instructed this department to send your funds through MoneyGram Money Transfer for easier receive of your inherited funds without any further delay to avoid paying money to the fraudsters that is going on through the global. You are required to send your name and address. Oh, and $35 they want from me. Sean, would you see to it that we get a check out to these people right away so I can get my inherited $850,000 from the Republic of Benin?
Where in the world is that at?
I don't know, but I want my $850,000.
So you know what?
We get on that quick, okay?
It doesn't sound like that's going to be a place that they have $850,000 laying around. I'm just saying.
His name is Dan Ben
ESQ.
Esquire.
Yeah, my contact person is Dr. Philip Don. Yeah, so, oh, they want, oh, 50. First they told me $35 for renew, R-E-N-E-W, and reconfirming my file, and then they want 50. Okay, yeah, let's get that taken care of so I can get
That's
my $850,000. I love listener interaction. So apparently we're being listened to in the Republic of Benin. Dr. Hawkins, where is the Republic of Benin?
I couldn't tell you, but I would guess it's in Africa somewhere.
Are you going to get your? Did you get your email? Do you want me to see if you've got an inheritance too?
I've had those emails before, and I think I've marked them as spam enough that they don't get through anymore. But you know, I'll tell you, all they needed from me were some bank numbers and a Social Security number and some other things like that, and they were going to be sure that they rushed me my inheritance. So yeah. I never got it. Of course, I didn't give them the numbers, but.
Oh, gosh, I'm still waiting for mine. I think I got three or four of them out there. I'm getting promised that money. Hey, AWR, record number of concealed carry permits issued in 2016 in Ohio. Let me tell you why this is important. You know, because you wrote it. We'll go with you in just a second. Minnesota also seeing record numbers. North Carolina, you seeing record numbers. 14 plus. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that number is low. Probably closer to 20 million. Maybe I'm wrong, but good. It's an educated guess. We have there's some discrepancy in some numbers, but John Lott has put the number at over 14 to 15 million concealed carry permit holders. That number is only going to grow exponentially over the next 4 to 5 years with Trump in office. It would have either Obama or Trump. It doesn't matter. People are exercising their right to bear arms. Many, many more Americans understand that evil exists. And you wrote a piece here, Ohio record number of concealed carry permits issued in 2016. It's important in Ohio when you see this in the great state like Ohio. This is what's happening across the country. The number was it was big in Ohio, wasn't it, AWR?
Right. I think they issued 159,000. That's an approximation, but 159,000 last year. And, you know, some of those are renewals, but the lion's share are brand new concealed carry permits. And so this is kind of, and Mark, we've never talked about this, so you may not agree with me, but in my opinion, this is kind of where we're going to see the boom. You know, under Obama, we saw the boom in gun sales. I think under Trump, this is one of the places we're going to see the boom. And I think it's because people that have their guns now, they understand, wait, we're free to exercise our rights. And I believe Trump, in just his persona and his pro-gun dialogue, I believe it convinces people, you know what, I need to get that concealed carry permit. I need to be able to defend my family. So I think we're going to see these numbers expand.
No, I agree with you 100%. I really do. That is the area we're going to see it expand. And I think what we're going to see as far as firearm sales itself, we're going to tend to see a little bit of a lull. We're seeing that right now. I know we are. A lot of people are taking a break right now, and I understand that. I was one of those that said, look, we achieved a great victory. We can relax a little bit now, enjoy the holidays. Now, you know, November 9th on the year, let's just enjoy the holidays, relax, chill out. It's been a long 8 years. It's been a very hard-fought battle. But now's the time to rise up. Now's the time to get up, put your bootstraps on, okay, and join those organizations. And you're right. I think part of that is going to be the concealed carry permit because they're feeling that sense of freedom, right?
Right.
And with freedom, freedom begets freedom.
Right.
More people taking advantage of this. And then we're also going to see AWR Hawkins constitutional carry rolling across the state. I've made public the statements public many times. I think we've got just about a fifth of the country right now. That number is growing with New Hampshire. We've got it looked at in Texas now. We've got it looked at in South Dakota. It's coming to Georgia. It's just not going to come this year.
Right.
But I think you're going to see a third to a half the nation by the end of a Trump term, wouldn't you, constitutional carry?
Oh, yeah. I had no problem meeting that. You know, it's really like in North Dakota right now, too. And in Kentucky, they made some amendments this past week to bring harmony to two separate bills, one in the Senate, one in the House. And, you know, this is my opinion only. I haven't spoken with Governor Bevin. But if that passes, I think Bevin's going to sign that. He's a pro-gun to the core. And I think Kentucky is a prime state to be the number 14 on the list to allow constitutional carry. I believe that push there is the one to watch.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That remains to be seen what else is going to happen. Texas has some issues.
Florida has issues. We've got some things we need to clean up in the state of Georgia. National reciprocity, there's another big one on there. This is a big push. Trump campaigned on this. North Carolina, you were very instrumental in that. All of our affiliates in North Carolina, you guys know that. Very instrumental with Hudson's bill. Now we have Cornyn's in Texas. Moving along quickly because we're going to run out of time. Bloomberg says, and you wrote about it, national reciprocity is about militarizing America. Here's what I'd like to say and then get your quick take in about 30 seconds or less. If we were a problem, wouldn't he know it already with the numbers I just gave you? Go ahead for about 30 seconds.
No more than the old tired arguments. When someone wants you out of here, let's say, when those on the streets, it's going to be like the Wild Wild West. This is just a different version of that. And they're trying to find a way to stop the momentum. They can't do it. They failed to this point. So the latest try is, national reciprocity is about militarizing America. Well, that's not going to stick, folks. Not going to work. If that's the best you got, shut up, go ahead and warm up the TV dinner and turn on the sports channel. If that's the best you've got, we're going to win today and we're going to enjoy doing it.
AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, award-winning journalist. You just found out why, ladies and gentlemen. AWR Hawkins is a regular analyst on this program every single week. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. You'll know it's him. If it's got something to do with your right to bear arms, A.W.R. Hawkins was the one that penned the piece. You see him on Drudge Report and a number of other places that pick up his work. A.W.R. Hawkins, thank you very much, brother. Welcome back to the country. Great to have you back on the show after a couple-week hiatus. You can also listen to him every Tuesday as well as myself on Whatever It Takes with Kurt Schilling on Breitbart News. We do guest spots over there on 2A Tuesday. That's Second Amendment Tuesday. Remember, carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And please, no self-respecting caveman would have ever left his cave without his club. Don't be that caveman, okay? Always, always, always take advantage of your right to defend your life. Armed American Radio and the Crossbreed Holster Studios will be back after this.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.